Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you stayed with me because we got Andrea Nuremberg back in the building, so to speak. Andrea is one of the world's top experts on marketing, on networking, on putting yourself out there, on putting your best foot forward in the marketplace, making sure that that people know who you are and what you sell and what your value proposition is. What do you bring to the table? Making sure that you get that message out. She's the author of a number of books, including Nonstop Networking, including Million Dollar Networking. And you get in the picture here, folks? You get kind of getting the trend here? And she's especially our good friend, Andrea Nuremberg. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Now, you're just back from two really exciting places.
Very exciting places.
Paris, France.
Yes, France.
And Peoria, Illinois. I mean,
and I love them equally. I just want you to know because
that's
in
like
Paris,
that. I mean, how do you go from Paris to Peoria?
You fly. And but what one of the great things?
Just
is
kidding, Peoria. I love you. You know I
do. You know
do.
What they say? Well, play in Peoria. That's I say that all the time. You know that. I'm from Southern Illinois.
I use the term Peoria all the time. I love it. I've been there many times.
And I have a wonderful client in Peoria, RLI Insurance, which I've been fortunate enough to go back to
shameless
every year.
Plug, but go ahead. Yeah.
Well, they're wonderful and they're great.
What do they do?
They are an insurance company and underwriters, and they started out almost 47 years ago in the replacement lens business.
But
now they've, of course, expanded into all types, and they're excellent. But a woman I worked with, and this talks about the power of staying in touch, Heather Achera, who's the human resources vice president, we've been in touch and worked together for the last 10 years.
And what do you help them with?
I help them with two things, presentation skills, because no matter what, we can all be able to present our ideas and pitches better, and also on relationship marketing or what I call networking, everyday ways to stay in touch and be selling more.
I want to come back to the presentation skills thing.
Mm-hmm.
In this electronic world, see, you're a lot younger than I am, Andrea, but when I was a pup, I was taught never, ever to let a proposal be delivered unless it was in your hand. And hold the proposal. Don't even let the customer touch the proposal. Just hold it in front of them. If they ever take it away from you, you've lost the sale. And now, I have emailed proposals. So how does the... In terms of talking to customers and with all the electronic stuff that we do, all the virtual stuff we do, how has that changed the presentation?
Well, one thing is you're 100% right. Because of electronic communications, if you're going to send something to someone, you better make sure you have a sound bite and you talk in bullets and you send it quick. But you remember the old Army thing. Tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you just told them briefly, because people have attention spans even more with ADD now than ever before.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't capture them on the subject line, you're not going to capture them.
When I first started doing proposals over the internet, I didn't like it when I first started doing it, but I had to because they were in LA. I was in somewhere else, and it just didn't just wasn't going to work out. They wanted a proposal tomorrow. I couldn't fly to LA tomorrow, so I sent a proposal by email, and it was like a proposal that I would have given to them had I been making a face to face.
Absolutely.
And it was too long.
So over time,
I have scaled it down. I have gotten it, tightened it up. And, the good thing about this is you become a better writer. The tighter space you have, you become a better writer, and you become a better conveyor of information.
Absolutely. And the one top line about a good presentation, it should be like a mini skirt. Brief, yet cover the subject.
Haven't heard that one in a long time. I like
that. I want you to know, it's also for speeches. I was a speaker yesterday at Pepsi, and it was wonderful to be up at PepsiCo right at their headquarters.
Right.
And I started off my presentation like that, because no matter what kind of a speech or presentation you're giving, people want to know, how long is this going to be,
mm-hmm.
and what's in it for me right up in front.
And that second part is the big deal, right?
Absolutely.
What's in it for me?
That's everything, and that's why I was reading some of your articles just on the website.
You're recently. The one.
Yes, I'm the one, and I love them. I especially love the one about the new research on customers and also field of dream strategy, because you're right. If you just do something, that doesn't mean people are coming. You've got to market to
right.
them to make sure they come, and you have to do it in different ways today. Like Twitter,
mm-hmm.
like I just tweeted about you.
They're demanding. Customers are demanding these things. And we'll come back after these messages. Andrea and I are going to get into this, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk a little bit about what customers are demanding. And we're also going to reveal, if you've forgotten, we're going to reveal who actually is in control of all this. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Carlos, ladies and gentlemen. Carlos Santana, one of the best, one of the greatest. He's still rocking after all these years. These are the kind of people I like, folks. They're like me. They're still rocking after all these years. Welcome back. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it, because we built it just for you. My organization and our corporate partners are making all the information available for free. All you got to do is show up, and you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. You got 5 seconds or 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, anywhere in between. We've got something you can that will help you with your business, whether you've been around a while or whether you're brand spanking new, as I was one day a long time ago. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter, at Jim Blassingame. The lovely and talented Andrea Nuremberg is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of Nonstop Networking and Million Dollar Networking, two different books, and she's written others as well. And we're talking about the customer, basically, aren't we, Andrea? And isn't that the essence of our conversation?
Yeah, it's what it's all about.
And Andrea,
yes.
In the old days,
yes.
You and I would call on customers.
You say we're old.
For me, the old days was the 60s and 70s. For her, it was the 90s, folks.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
But in the old days, Andrea,
yes.
Even in the 90s, you know, we would call on customers, and we had the information the customer needed, and we educated them and amazed them, dazzled them with our ability and our information. So we had control over a lot of that relationship. Today, customers are in complete control of everything, aren't they?
Absolutely.
They know more than we know many times, or they certainly are highly educated in what we sell, what our competitors sell, what the industry's doing, what the future looks like. They just don't have the product that we have. And other than the delivery, basically they're in control, aren't they?
They are in control, and we have to find ways to be in front of their faces all the time, which is why I've come up with brand new tools to be in front of them electronically also, because that's how people communicate.
And it's not just, you're completely right about this all the time thing, folks, but it's not just all the time. It's however they want
to be
connected.
Exactly right.
And they have multiple options, don't they?
And by the way, this is the first time in history that we have four generations in the workplace. We have the millennials. We have the Generation X, baby boomers, and traditionalists. And you need to know how to communicate and connect with all of them.
Each one of them is different, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, just recently, as you know, all these post offices are closing. And I'm a huge believer of the handwritten note, and I still will be forever.
You do it all the time.
But I have found another great tool, which I tell everyone about now, and I use. It's a company that actually lets you combine high-tech and high-touch. You can write your letters and notes and cards. Anything, send gifts online, but it goes in the U.S. mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I urge people, you've probably seen this, haven't you, or used
them? I think
them?
So. I think you may have mentioned it before.
I mention it all the time, because appreciationpower.net is my landing page. The only reason I say that is it is an amazing tool if you want to stay in touch, if you want to follow
appreciationpower.net.
Appreciationpower.net. I urge anyone to go there and take a quick walkthrough. Another one is an online digital bookstore, and you might say, well, Andrea, there's a million of those, and there's Amazon, and those are wonderful, and you're 100% right. What this company does is they provide executive summaries of the top business books for leaders, online, without Kindle, without anything.
Cliff notes for business
books. The cliff notes of the business books. But you know what? Today we have to be conversationally literate when we're talking to anyone, and no one has time to read everything. So I say go to echapter1.com also.
Echapter1.com.
You know what? And I tell people, buy a digital pen. Anyone.
Tell us what a digital pen is.
A digital pen is the greatest. First of all, it's a great prop because it lights up when you're talking to people, and they're like saying, what is that? And for me, it's a time management tool also.
Now, it's not annoying. It's not annoying like a Bluetooth thing in their ear, right? It doesn't do that.
No, you know, it's just...
It doesn't blink at you like that.
But the beauty of it, here's the thing. How many times do we write notes, or people forget to write notes, and then they forget what they're supposed to do?
Yeah.
And I say, no matter how sharp your mind is, it's still weaker than the pail of stink, so write it down. So if you write it down on this, it comes back to your office, you put it into your docking station with the software, all your notes appear, you can put it into your Outlook or whatever you use Outlook, but you don't have to type it over again, you can follow up effectively, and again...
So write your thought down,
and it's
stored in your pen.
Absolutely, but it goes right into your computer, which is where we hope people put things when they come back to their office so they can follow up and remember what they just said to their customer.
Mm-hmm. Taking notes with the customer, that sort of thing. These are all great tools, but it still comes back to what have we done for them lately.
It's all about what
and
we've
how
done.
Do we do it for them. I've been, one of the things I've been saying for a long time, Andrea, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Exactly.
It's okay to fall in love with what you sell to your customers, but if you fall in love with how you deliver to the customer, how you communicate with the customer, how you contact them, how they want it, you know, turned upside down, you know, to this time as opposed to last time, if you aren't paying attention to that, you're going to get left behind, aren't you?
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. You know, Will Rogers said, even if you're on the right road, if you don't keep moving, you'll get run over.
Yeah. And so you know, I think about all the different ways. You mentioned the different generations. One generation wants to get mail. Another generation wants to get email. Another generation wants to be texted. Another generation wants you to write it on their Facebook wall.
Exactly.
And you've got to be prepared to do all of those.
All of them.
You?
I know. And that's what I always ask people in my workshops. What's your preferred method of communication? A lot of times it used to be phone calls. That's certainly changed. Most 90% is email. However, yesterday when I was doing my workshop, there was a whole group that said text.
Yeah.
So that's, you have to be keeping up with your client.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you something else, folks. It's already happening. That you're going to have to be doing one of these days pretty soon, and that is phone apps, iPhone applications, the handheld applications. You're going to have one of those real soon. Tintail, stay with us. Right back with Andrea Nirenberg.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I see it burning bright.
That's Ann Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, the sister act. Ann and Nancy Wilson, they otherwise known as Hart, bringing us back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're still rocking after all these years. We got Andrea Nirenberg. How could we not be rocking with Andrea Nirenberg? How could that not happen when we got Andrea Nirenberg hanging out with us? Andrea, tell us how we can find you online.
Very simply, NirenbergGroup.com. Now, people say, how do you spell that? N as in Nancy, I-E-R-E-N, B as in beautiful, ERG.com.
I couldn't have spelled it better. And folks, and don't forget, I before E except after C. And so there's no C there, so it is N-I-E-R, E-N-B-E-R-G, B as in beautiful, no question about it. And the website is Nirenberg.com.
That's right.
All right, so check it out. And the books are there, right?
Absolutely.
The Million Dollar Networking, Nonstop Networking, Savvy Networking. We see the trend here, folks. how networking has changed.
Absolutely.
Has changed. We used to, back in the day, networking was all face-to-face.
Absolutely.
Basically. And now it's face-to-face and it's electronically. Has face-to-face networking, has high touch taken a hit with all the social media, Andrea?
Well, you know, again, I think what happens is, again, people like to take in information differently, whether you're introverted, extroverted, how people like to be connected or stay in touch with. So I think it's another great tool. And that's what, if we use social media as tools, it's wonderful. I don't think in anyone's lifetime we'll ever replace the fact that people like to actually get to know people, see the whites of their eyes, and actually talk to people.
But I worry. I do worry about the traditional company, the Main Street business out there, Andrea. That you know, all these millennia has had a storefront. You open the door, people come in. You can actually hear the little ring on the door right now, can't you? The little bell on the door as they come in the shop, and the door squeaks, and as it closes, and they walk in and they look around, and now we're telling those folks that they've got to not only have a website, but they've got to communicate with their customers through some kind of a social media forum, email, newsletter, blog, on Twitter. We're telling them all that, and I just got through telling them they're going to have a phone app.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, ladies and gentlemen, and I know that this is not probably what you want to hear, but it's the 21st century. Things are different here, aren't they, Andrea?
Everything is, and it's different, and yet the beauty of it is these are tools to enhance the way we do things. And also to give, when I was in Europe, people would say to me, I can't believe you're always on your BlackBerry. Don't you want to get away from work? I said, no, this gives me freedom.
Exactly.
Because what happens
you
is...
You couldn't be in Europe without it, probably.
I mean, I couldn't be anywhere. You can immediately answer a question
me-based.
Or comment. And usually things are a lot shorter and quicker.
Not home-based, me-based.
Exactly, and I love that.
Yeah.
It's so true. It's so true.
And so, folks, as you're reaching out to your customers, I mean, a lot of Main Street companies are saying, how can I compete with the Internet? My customers are now buying online instead of coming to my shop. Well, guess what, folks? They would rather buy from you, but their world, their life is requiring them to not do as much walking around shopping as they used to. So their walking around shopping is online now. You've got to be there.
Exactly.
And you got to give them whatever they want, and
how they want it.
Yeah, and so I'm recommending, Andrea, that they for the social media stuff, especially some of it, that they talk to somebody under 25 years old.
Absolutely. Oh no, absolutely.
Talk
to people who again are using it, because I always say, tell me how to communicate. What's the best way? Teach me this. Teach me that. Oh yeah, if you're not in it, you won't win it.
But it's filtering up. See, most things filter down.
Yes.
But the social media stuff is filtering up, isn't it?
Absolutely.
From the young people up to us, to the old guys like me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so exactly. That's been interesting. What else are you seeing out there? We got about a minute left.
What I'm seeing is, again, just like you said, that is you know the old line, the more things change, the more they remain the same. Human nature is always going to be human nature. Mm-hmm. I just wrote about my tip of the month, the power of a smile. It's amazing how many people don't smile and greet people, even internally in their offices, whether it's a small business or a large organization.
Smile and say thank you. Where's that gone? What happened to that?
Well, that's what I say.
What Grinch stole that, Andrea?
Well, that's the whole thing. And I say you can't change anyone except yourself. But there's a rule of thumb, Jim, to go into a room and to smile for 20 seconds. Everybody laughs when I say that. Like, at least I get them to smile. But the thing is, people won't do that, but I say, you know, it's like a rubber band. If you stretch your rubber band, it never goes back to its original shape. So smile for at least 2 seconds.
Well, see, when I smile, people want to know what I'm up to.
Well, that's good, though. Then they ask you a question, like, what's happening? Why are you smiling, Jim?
Yeah, what
economy.
And
you say, because I have an idea to help you with your business.
They usually come up to me and say, what have you done now, Jim?
Yeah, right, and you can tell them, because you've always done a lot of stuff. All anybody has to do is go to your website, Small Business Advocate, and learn.
Give us that website again, and tell us how we can find you on Twitter.
Twitter is very simple, A. Nierenberg.
All right.
And my website is nierenberggroup.com. We try to keep it consistent.
Nierenberggroup.com. I didn't say that correctly earlier. Folks, lots of good stuff there, the books and all the things that Andrea does. Andrea, we love you. Thanks for being here. Good job
best.
Today.
Thanks for having
See
me.
See you
always.
Next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.